Blog Talk Radio.
Sean Van, the voice of SCW Entertainment. I think I can retain that title, if nothing else. And guys, before we do anything else this evening, I know you've seen some of the stuff we've publicized for SCW Radio today. Believe me, we're going to get to all that. But first and foremost, let's give out that guest call-in number this week. As always, it is 1-713-955-0804. Once again, that is 713-955-0804. So there you go, guys. Those are the digits to call in SCW Radio right now if you want to chime in on anything that's going on in the world of SCW Entertainment. And also, as we've been doing the last several weeks or maybe even a month or two here on SCW Radio, the live chat is open at Blog Talk Radio right now, guys. So feel free to jump in on that. We take questions and comments. We'll address them all right there in the chat room. Or as always, like I said, I gave you that number. Call in live, guys. We definitely enjoy all participation. So, with that said, let's go ahead and talk about some of the things that were promoted for this week's show, and even a few surprises, as always. We like to keep it that way here on SCW Radio. You never know what's going to be going down. You never know what kind of late-breaking news is going to be coming out of SCW Radio. So let's go ahead and dive in. First and foremost, guys, just a little reminder that SCW DVDs are still available right now at our shop site, which you can find at scwentertainment.com. Just click on over to the SCW Shop tab, and you'll see all our DVDs that we have available right now, including but not limited to WrestleFest 6. In my opinion, the best SCW Entertainment show in history. And what else is on there? Still Standing 2012, Gold Rush 2013, another one of the best shows in SCW history. Blaze of Glory 4, and several more titles are coming. Now, speaking of additional titles coming to SCW Entertainment's shop site in the way of DVDs, it's time for some of that breaking news here that I've just received word of not too long ago before we came on the air, is that little birdie told me SCW Entertainment is currently working. Get this, I know a lot of you fans out there have been asking for it. We've had a lot of people that wanted to see it come to fruition, and it is coming to fruition very soon, the SCW Entertainment WrestleFest Anthology. And what an anthology is going to be. I'm talking WrestleFest 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, all contained in one set, the first time that's ever been available anywhere. And that's coming very soon, guys. If you're on our Blog Talk Radio page, you'll see in the scroll of pictures the concept artwork for that anthology set that's going to be coming out very soon, guys. So I figured everyone would be excited about that. We've had a lot of requests for that, and it's coming to life. So that's going to be available very soon. As you can already tell, 6 discs for each WrestleFest, and there's some talk about a 7th bonus disc. We don't know yet, but a lot of big things going on here at the tech department at SCW Entertainment, so keep your eyes and ears peeled to all SCW Entertainment social media accounts and things of that nature, because there's going to be more information on that coming very soon. Also, guys, before we get into the big announcement regarding the SCW Heavyweight Championship and its vacancy, let's go ahead and do the housework here and hand out all these URLs and links and the ways you can reach SCW Entertainment on the World Wide Web. Of course, as I said earlier, our official website, scwentertainment.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching SCW Entertainment, the link facebook.com/SCWEntertainment09. Also, you can find us at Twitter at SCW Greenwood. Of course, YouTube at SCW Entertainment. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, also SCW Entertainment. Instagram.com/SCW Entertainment. And, of course, south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And as always, guys, you can search the keywords SCW Entertainment, and you will find us on Spreadshirt, Spreaker Web Radio, Pinterest, Reddit, Google Plus, SoundCloud, and so much more. I'll tell you, it's very interesting just to go to Google and type in the keywords SCW Entertainment and the, you know, plethora of websites that will pop up. We are all over the internet, all over the World Wide Web. No reason why you guys shouldn't be liking, friending, following, sharing, whatever, what have you. SCW Entertainment, we're on there, guys. Now, before we start taking any callers here, let's go ahead and talk about the big news this evening, what this show was essentially promoted on. And, you know, it's been an ongoing story. And I think we kind of laid it to rest last week on SCW Radio when we had Tanner Stone on this very broadcast. And, you know, my career here as a wrestler is over. I'm more of a broadcaster now. I do my deal at announcing at the commentator table here on SCW Radio. I take this voice of SCW Entertainment thing very seriously. And with that said, I did get a little heated last week here on SCW Radio with Tanner Storm. And I will not apologize to him, but I would like to apologize to everyone out there who heard the broadcast who feels maybe I was out of line with some of my verbiage. So I'll leave it at that. But let's talk about it. The SCW Heavyweight Championship is vacated. As of right now, there is no SCW Heavyweight Champion. Add to that, I think a lot of people have been asking about the first show here at SCW Entertainment. And as some of you may have seen, we released a little artwork for Best of the Best 4, Best of the Best 2015, what have you. And that will be the title of the first SCW event of the year. All the information on the when and the where is coming very soon. And trust me, guys, it's a little bit different. But we'll get into that a little bit later in the coming weeks here on SCW Radio. That's another thing you need to keep your eyes peeled to our social media accounts for. Best of the Best. Last year, SCW Entertainment, it was the first year we did not have a Best of the Best tournament. We're going to rectify that because the first event of the year is the Best of the Best event. And we all know that is a tournament. And I think a lot of you see where this is going. Given that the championship is vacated, at SCW Entertainment's very first event of the year coming in late February, we are going to hold the Best of the Best tournament for the vacant SCW Heavyweight Championship. And with that said, guys, let the speculation begin on the 8 men who will be involved in that tournament. I think there's a lot of worthy individuals in the locker room, but there can only be 8 men selected to be a part of the Best tournament. As far as I understand, that selection is going to be based on a lot to do with the ranking system from last year. It's going to be based on the individuals who the fans seem to think earn that spot. I think it'd be interesting, actually, to put out a poll on our Facebook page to see who you, the fans, would actually like to see in that tournament. There are only 8 spots available, and as of right now, 0 spots have been filled. It's going to be very interesting to see where things go from here. However, there's your big announcement, guys. Coming late February, SCW Entertainment's Best of the Best tournament will be for the vacant SCW Heavyweight Championship. We're not going to linger on the Tanner Stone situation anymore. He did what he did. A brand new SCW Heavyweight Championship belt has been commissioned. I got a little peek at it the other day. Let me tell you, it is beautiful. And one lucky man out of 8 lucky participants are going to battle it out in a 3-round tournament to determine, single elimination, mind you, to determine who will be the brand new SCW Heavyweight Champion. Brand new belt, brand new year, brand new day here at SCW Entertainment. So definitely keep eyes, ears, everything else you possibly can peeled to our social media account because news is going to be coming out about that Best of the Best event, the specifics, the when, the where, any day now. So, yeah, guys, big news there, you know, and I just want everyone to know that I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to be an epic event. The 4th Best of the Best, we're talking about a tournament here that has in the past crowned champions, that has sent individuals on their way to our biggest event of the year, WrestleFest, that has done so much in this company. I think if you win a Best of the Best tournament, it really, you know, sets you over the edge as someone who is in rare air at SCW Entertainment. So why not? Why not be not only the Best of the Best winner this year, but also, you know, we're talking about the Heavyweight Championship here. this is going to be an amazing tournament. I can't wait to see the eight men selected, but we will move on. I'm excited about it, but more information coming on that. Now, really quickly, before we get into taking some calls here, we didn't get a touch on it last week because the interview with Tanner Stone. However, the top 20 rankings have been announced on SCW's Facebook account. And really quickly, we're going to go through that. Before we do, it was basically a point system compiled via win-loss records, championship titles won within the year, that based on the point system as well. So, number 20 in the year of 2014, Jackson Jennings. Number 19, Ace Harris. Number 18, Brian White. Number 17, Del Frito. Number 16, Rocky Siaki. Number 15, yours truly, Sean Van. Hey, I can live with that. Number 14, Cat Daddy. Number 13, Tony Lycan. Number 12, Antonio Smith. Number 11, Aaron McClure. Number 10, Marcus Mason. Number 9, Dr. Carl Hager. Number 8, Daniel Maxim. Number 7, James Hall. 6, Anderson Strong. 5, The Professor Murdoch. I got to pause for a minute and say how impressive it is for someone like Professor Murdoch, given the length of time he's been here, to hit that top 5. So whether you like the guy or whether you don't, I got to give him props for that. Number 4, Dean Richards. Number 3, TJ Boss. 2, Sean Storm. And, of course, number 1, and, you know, a lot of people have been talking about this, but SCW Entertainment, we're men of our word, and we do what's right. Number 1 this year was Tanner Stone, so we congratulate him. And with that said, we're going to go ahead and move forward, and we're going to start taking some calls here. So before we do, let's go ahead and open up the lines. And, guys, that guest call-in number, once again, it is 713-955-0804. One more time, that number, 713-955-0804. So there you go, guys. Go ahead. Now's the time to call into SCW Radio. Also, our chat is open. I see a little bit of activity going on there. If anyone in the chat room has any questions, comments, they'd like to myself or anyone, any of the callers about to come on to address, feel free to ask. So with that said, guys, let's go ahead and take our very first caller. So last four digits, 3193, you're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
This is Mr. Country Boy Fresh, Ace Harris. How you doing, Mr. Van?
You know, I'm doing great, man. With this announcement of we're finally going to take care of this vacated championship. We're finally going to alleviate the stress that has come, that Tanner Stone has brought to this company. Best of the best, the tournament that everyone waits every year. We didn't get to see it last year, but it's coming this year. I'm in a great mood because of that. Now, with that said, I mentioned earlier, 8 spots are open, and since you're here on the broadcast with us this week, maybe you could state your case. Why should Ace Harris be one of the 8 men selected to be in the best of the best tournament?
Well, ever since I heard this announcement on the SCW radio about, you know, and I've seen on the, you know, on Facebook and Twitter, I've seen the Best of the Best logo, design, art, whatever you call it. I'm excited because, we didn't have a Best of the Best last year, but I was part of Best of the Best 3. The third Best of the Best is where I made my official SCW in-ring debut against TJ Boss, a man who I would like to go on record saying deserves to be the champion more than Tanner Stone ever did. But anyways, that's in the past. But I made my debut there, and I felt, you know, I didn't win, you know, but Best of the Best holds a close spot in my heart. So the reason that everybody, you know, something for everybody to think about, Ace Harris should be one of them 8 men to prove my point. You know, I've had a great 2014, you know, like I said, best referee of the year, rivalry with my brother Tony Lycan. I got my ass kicked by Aaron McClure at Toys for Tots. But, you know, there's a lot going for Ace Harris because I believe that I am the future of SCW. And one day I will be at the top of that top 20 list. Number 19, okay, you know, hey, I didn't come in and say I was going to win every match right off the bat. But, you know, if given a chance to be in the best of the best, I will prove to everybody that the ungrateful SCW Nation, who boo me every time I come out there, you know, I will prove to them that this is the time that Ace Harris steps to the plate, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, you think about the SCW Championship, and, I think of a lot of great names. You yourself have held that championship, TJ Boss, James Hall, And one day I would love for my name to be on that list. And what better way to start a new year than to possibly have a chance to become the SCW heavyweight champion, the new SCW heavyweight champion.
Absolutely, man. And you bring up a good point. I kind of consider myself an SCW historian, and even that had slipped my mind. You did indeed make your in-ring debut at Best of the Best in 2013. And then, you know, I got to tell you, man, me and you, we don't see the eye to eye on everything. You know, I don't think anyone out there does. But I got to tell you, man, anybody who isn't here to be the SCW heavyweight champion probably shouldn't be here at all. So, you know, I got to tell you, I do respect the fact that you want to be a part of the tournament. You know, I respect the fact that you want to be the SCW heavyweight champion. I think that should be everyone here's goal. You know, like you said, you mentioned me. I it was a goal that I had, and I achieved it. And, you know, I wish that for everyone on the SCW roster who is coming in, putting in their hard work. I think that SCW Entertainment has kind of proven itself in the past to be a place where if you do just that, if you come in, if you work your ass off, you bust your ass, you can be the SCW heavyweight champion. So with that said, man, I got to tell you, I'm really hoping to see a lot of young talent in this tournament. I'm hoping to see a lot of guys who are as hungry as you say you are. And you know, like I said, it's a new year. It's a new title. It's a rebirth. It's a regenesis, so to speak. So I'm excited for it, man. And like I said, I hope even, you know, people like you that are relatively, I won't say newcomers, but relatively newcomers to SCW Entertainment, I'd love to see guys like you get a spot in the tournament. And, you know, like you said, your first match in Best of the Best, hey, maybe it's a sign, maybe it's apropos that you would get into this match. Now, with that said, you got to understand that SCW Entertainment is going to pick the best of the best, the top-tier caliber performers to be in that tournament. Only 8 spots available. How do you think you would stack up against the best of the best, pun intended?
Well, you know, it's a relatively hard question to answer because, you know, you got a lot of great guys on that list. Like I said, you know, the Professor Murdoch, my hat's off to him. Like, you know, looking at that list, seeing him come in number 5, you know, I trained with this man. He was part of the XGR, you know, so he's kind of a big deal to be in that match, or to be in that tournament. You know, then I look at guys like Sean Storm. Sean Storm, I have respect for Sean Storm. TJ Balls, you know, everybody that deserves to be in this tournament are the guys who show up and they, you know, they just give everything they have in that ring. And I get it. I'm not a likable guy most of the time, but anybody who gets picked to be in these, to fill these 8 spots totally deserves it. And if I have to go against any of these guys, if I get chose to be in one of these 8 spots, you know, I'm going to have my work cut out for me. But like I said, you know, it's a new year, and it's a time that, you know, to prove where I belong here in SCW. You know, I haven't had a lot of matches. I understand that, and I haven't held any titles. But I do understand that the guys who will be in the best of the best, whoever is picked, they totally deserve to be there. And hopefully I'm one of them guys because I was, you know, like I said, I'm going to prove to everybody in the locker room, everybody in the audience, everybody who follows us, that this is Ace Harris's year. You know, I once again want to go back to last week when Tanner Stone said that he was going somewhere else, the big dogs play or whatever. But at the end of 2015, my question is going to be, with SCW having, you know, I believe that this is SCW's year too, you know. Where you want to call other promotions big deals? Well, at the end of 2015, SCW, and no doubt in my mind, will be right there. And this, it all starts with best of the best. The best 8 guys will be in that tournament. And the best 8 guy, the best man will win that championship. And who else better? You know, I would be honored and grateful, privileged to hold that championship. But, you know, I also have a lot of other things on my mind. We can say that for later.
Well, I got to tell you, man, it's definitely going to be an interesting event. Like I said, everyone out there listening, if you're just tuning in, best of the best tournament The big event there scheduled for late February. A lot of information is going to be coming soon. Want to make sure everyone keeps up with SCW Entertainment on Facebook, Twitter, things of that nature, because that's a lot of times where you get the late breaking news, and also here on SCW Radio at Blog Talk Radio. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. The vacant championship, the heavyweight title, the championship belt is going to have a new champion. And not only that, but it's a brand spanking new title belt. It's going to be an interesting night, to say the least. It's going to be interesting, I believe. I've been hearing rumors that the Best of the Best event is going to start off with the unveiling of the brand new SCW Heavyweight Championship. And like we've been discussing, those eight men that are selected to be a part of the tournament are going to duke it out. They're going to battle it out over three rounds, quarter rounds, semifinals, and, of course, the finals for the championship. That's all going to be going down at Best of the Best. Like I said, the unveiling of the championship. I've seen select images, I'll say that. And what I've seen so far, that is a beautiful title belt. Now, with that said, we do have another caller here on the line. And if I'm not mistaken, we're now being joined by Antonio Smith. Am I correct? Is that you, Antonio?
Yes, it is.
All right, Antonio, man, I'm glad you called in. Get a little bit of a perspective on your side of things. We all know you have some things going on in your career here at SCW Entertainment right now, but I'm really glad you called in, Antonio, because the Best of the Best tournament coming up, one man is going to become the brand new SCW Heavyweight Champion. And I got to tell you, Antonio, I personally feel you're overdue a shot at the SCW Heavyweight Championship. So, you know, speak on that. Speak on being overdue a shot at the title. Maybe speak on the potential, the possibility of you being a part of that tournament and what that could mean for you. Go ahead.
It's been a long time coming. I ain't going to take it that far back, but it's been a long time coming. I've been there since beginning when we first started the SCW, and I have been there back in the days too, but I'm not going to mention that. But I had my ups and downs from the beginning of 2011. Then Steel Rise tag team and the internet champion. So there's the SCW heavyweight title and there's the X title. But I'm going for the bigger title. That's the bigger title I need for my resume. So if I have Anderson Strong in my way, or let's see, Sean Storm, TJ Balls, or Rocky Siaki, James Hall, the Best of the Best tournament. If I'm qualified, whoever match whoever my opponent is, I'm going to win the Best of the Best tournament and become the new SCW heavyweight champion.
I got to tell you, man, I love your confidence. And it's like I said, you know, I'm not blowing smoke. I really do feel like, you know, you're one of the guys who, when this company made the transition, and I think you know what I'm talking about, you were here with us, you know, almost essentially from day one. And a lot of people look at Antonio Smith and they think, you know, this is a guy who should have already reached that brass ring here at SCW Entertainment. And it hasn't happened yet. Now, I do have a question coming in here on the chat room, and it's actually for you, Antonio, so I'll go ahead and I'll ask you right now. The question is, Antonio, who do you feel is your biggest threat in SCW Entertainment?
The biggest threat.
And I believe he was possibly referring to, you know, the potential of this tournament. Who do you feel would be the biggest threat to you in this title tournament?
Well, I got three in mind. One I have to stop. Three in mind, I'm going to name all three. I'm going to name the three opponents: TJ Ball, James Hall. Well, hold on, let me take that back. Let me rephrase that. I have four in mind: the Intimidator Factor, Aaron McCourt, TJ Ball, James Hall, and the giant himself, Anderson Strong. Now, out of
yeah, I
mean,
I got to tell you definitely pick four guys that you know, could stop anybody from being the SCW Heavyweight Champion, all former champions in their own right as well. Now, we know you got a little bit of a history with all those guys, but currently right now I'd say probably the most going on with Anderson Strong. You know, while we're on the topic, is there anything else you'd like to speak on with the Anderson Strong saga between yourself and him and how that could potentially affect, you know, potential spots for yourself and Anderson in the tournament?
If me and Anderson Strong face each other for the first qualifying match, go to the next round. Anderson Strong, yes, you got the best of me. You know, you was the best man at Towards the Top. You became the better man. I slipped and made a mistake. But this is the best of the best tournament here for the SCW Heavyweight title. I'm going to come out the victory. It was the first round. And who was the second round? Maybe TJ Ball, James Hall, or the Intimidator Factor, Aaron McCoy. If I face y'all, I'm going to pass y'all. Whoever the next person, I'm going to pass that person. Then the final round, whoever it is, I'm going to get victorious on each round, get to the final step, win that one, and become the new SCW Heavyweight Champion and the face of SCW Entertainment. But I'm going to quote something from the Royal Rumble, Sunday that passed. I know a lot of people might say, Antonio Smith, that's myself, ain't ready to be SCW champion. Same as Roman Reigns. He won the Royal Rumble, and now he's going to the grandest stage of all, WrestleMania, to headline. So I'm kind of feeling that area right there like Roman Reigns is, but I'm not that top star like he is. Just comparing, you know, the difference and, you know, similarities and differences right there. So the best of the best tournament, Anderson Strong, Timberland Factor, Aaron McCord, James Hall, TJ Ball. I hope all four of you guys are listening. Each round, if I face y'all, I'm going to pass y'all, and I will be victorious and become the new SCW Heavyweight Champion.
All right, Antonio. I'll tell you the same thing I told Ace, man. You know, when it came to Ace, I said I wanted to see some young talent here in this tournament. And when it comes to you, you know, like I say, I mean the disrespect when I say this, but I think that, you know, you're overdue a shot at the SCW Heavyweight Championship. And, you know, I hope guys like you, guys that have maybe been overlooked here at SCW Entertainment, I hope guys like you get a shot in that tournament. And with that said, we do have one more caller here in the queue, and we got about 2 minutes left before we head into after call. So I'm going to go ahead and get this caller in as well. And if I'm not mistaken, we're joined by SCW fan Chris
Hello.
Weidman. Is that you?
Oh, he might be back at the house.
Hello, Chris. Hey, Chris, man, we're talking about the best of the best tournament coming up in late February, the vacant SCW Heavyweight Championship. We're going to crown a new champion, man. What are your thoughts on that?
And my thoughts are may the best person win. I can't wait for another SCW event.
Are there any SCW Entertainment wrestlers in your mind you'd like to see a part of the best of the best tournament?
One, I like to see, two, like, James Hall or Antonio Smith win it.
Oh, that's very interesting. You hear, Antonio, you got a fan there in Chris Weidman. He'd like to see you take it all, man.
Appreciate it. And
hey,
hoping I will do that.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well,
it's going to be an incredible night.
What a location.
All the information on the Best of the Best event will be coming up. As a matter of fact, I've been told that we could find out all the information and it could be released to the public as soon as towards the end of this week. So you could possibly see that information as early as tomorrow. All the officials here in the council at SCW Entertainment are working very hard to get everything like that in all the details together. So, you know, we could be finding that out any day now, but we do know it's the event's going to be taking place in late February, as, of course, SCW Entertainment always running events on Saturdays. So around in that time frame is what we've been talking to this particular venue about. But it's going to be a great night. It's the unveiling of the new SCW Heavyweight Champion. We're talking about a new champion being crowned in the eight-man best of the best tournament, three rounds to crown a new champion. It's going to be an incredible night. As always at SCW Entertainment, we're now heading into after call, guys, so we're going to go ahead and start getting in the vibe of wrapping things up. But I got to say, man, you know, I'm hyped about what's going on. Big news here on SCW Radio. I can't wait to see what's going to be going down at Best of the Best. It's going to be an incredible night. Hell, I tell you what, I wish I wasn't retired so I could be a part of this tournament. That's how excited I am about it. But with that said, like I said, guys, we have already gone into after call. So without further ado, let's do what we do every week here on SCW Radio and give everyone here on our callers, our panel, so to speak, their closing thoughts. So, Ace Harris, we'll start with you, man. Your closing thoughts.
Well, my closing thoughts are simple. You know, Antonio Smith, I'm glad you called in. And it's good to have another member of the SCW roster who believes that this is their year. But I have to tell you, man, with all due respect, I respect you, and it may be past your time. But if I'm so lucky to be in this tournament and you come across me, I'm going to stop at nothing to win the SCW Heavyweight Championship. You see, I don't think it's ever been done, a newcomer, you know, new guy, you know, but I want to make history, you know. That's all what I'm about. And I know you want to be the SCW Heavyweight Champion. So good luck to you. If you're one of them men, good luck. And everybody else out there who enters this tournament, good luck. Christopher Weidman, I normally have smart remarks to say to you, but just show up because you're going to see the best show in indie wrestling. I'm Mr. Country Boy Fresh Ace Harris, and I'm getting out of here. You have a good night, Mr. Sean Vance.
All right, you do that same thing, Mr. Ace Harris. Now, we'll move on to you, Antonio Smith. Your closing thoughts.
My closing thoughts, and I also forgot to mention while I was talking a little bit earlier. Also, I do not want to step over the younger guys also. Step over the younger guys also, like Ace Harris, Tony Liking, Jackson Jennings, Professor Murdoch, let's see. Dr. Carl Hager, Rocky Siaki, and Nick Cedric. If I didn't mention that, I'm sorry, but like I said before, see some of the younger guys. If you haven't been in SCW longer, I'm just saying, haven't been in there longer like I have before and the rest of the other guys, original guys also. So I want to also give y'all good luck, too, in that Best of the Best SCW Entertainment tournament. So all due respect, if it was in the final round, if myself versus a younger guy, it's old school versus new school, just like you had in the Super Bowl last year. Russell Wilson versus Peyton Manning, the younger guy won. So in this tournament here, I will win by anything being necessary to be the new SCW Heavyweight Champion. So all the younger guys and the older guys, best of luck in the SCW Best of the Best tournament. And also, I appreciate Christopher Weidman. You know, he wants to see the two in the top final, either me or James Hall, to win it. I appreciate that. And also, Mr. Van, you have a good night and have a blessed day also.
All right, Antonio. Thank you very much. I'll do that, and you do the same. And speaking of Mr. Weidman, we'll see. Chris, you got any closing thoughts there for us?
I just want to say I hope 2015 will be a great year for SCW Entertainment. And I got a question for you, Mr. Van.
Go ahead.
You remember Saturday Night Brawl?
Yeah, there was a few of them. You have to refresh my memory, though.
Yeah. Are y'all going to bring that back?
You know, I'm not exactly sure right now. I did notice that it kind of went by the wayside in 2014. I guess really we'll just have to see what goes on. But I'll say one thing. It's going to be a great year at SCW Entertainment in 2015. And you know what? I can't wait to see guys like you and even Eric Baker and some of the other guys who weren't too fond of me back when I was in that ring. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys, and I'm looking forward to see the looks on your faces when you see what SCW Entertainment has in store for 2015. Now, with that said, guys, we're a little bit over after call here, and I think we're going to go ahead and start wrapping things up. So I want to thank Ace Harris, Antonio Smith, and Chris Wyman for calling in on this week's episode of SCW Radio. Big news, like I said, just to recap one more time, coming in late February, more information on this coming soon, Best of the Best Tournament, the fourth annual Best of the Best Tournament, going to be an amazing night. A brand new heavyweight championship belt will be unveiled, and this year in the Best of the Best Tournament, a brand new SCW heavyweight champion will be crowned. It's going to be an amazing night of independent wrestling, so guys, make sure to keep your ears peeled to SCW Radio and your eyes peeled to SCW Entertainment social media, and we'll be filling you in on all the specifics of the Best Tournament, when the event's going to be, and things of that nature. So, once again, guys, I want to thank everyone for listening, everyone for calling in, for sending your questions on the chat room. Thank everyone out there. And, guys, we will be back next Wednesday, same time, same place, 6:30 p.m., for another edition of SCW Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. So, until then, I'm your host, Sean Van, signing off.